I was very sad to find out that Keith Flint from The Prodigy died last night. I mean, he was an amazing musician, but also a really, really nice guy. I did an interview with him and the band in the late 90s for the release of the Fat of the Land album, and we did the interview in a tiny little cottage in Essex. It was straight out of the English countryside, in that part of Essex, really quiet, in the middle of nowhere. And we were sitting in the room doing the interview, and Keith was there, he had the full makeup on, the crazy green side mohawks, the face piercings, the tattoos, and the crazy mascara eye makeup as well. A guy was mowing the lawn outside, sort of 60, 70-year-old English gent in his flat cap. But it was pretty loud, and it was, you know, interfering with our interview. So Keith said, hang on a minute. And he's opened up the window, 11 o'clock in the morning, yells out, oi, turn it off. And this gardener's looked up and seen this guy with this face and the makeup and everything. It looked like he'd just seen a character from the Hellraiser movie or something. That was typical of Keith from The Prodigy. You know, he'd try to shock you, but also try and entertain you at the same time. Oh my God, that's the fucking shit!
I mean, it's hard to sort of, you know, we come from a kind of a real scene and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it's not as if we're doing sort of dance music because we thought, hey, this is quite happening. A few kind of muso parties and they've been playing dance music. This has got to be happening, so we'll chuck it into our set. We actually come from the real dance scene.
That's right, yeah.
I don't say that with any kind of snobbery. I'm
a fire starter. Is there anybody that you'd like to work with?
If I could... You know, if we had the right sort of backing and everything, not backing, but,
yeah.
You know, if the impossible was there to be achieved, you'd have, you know, ourselves, the Beastie Boys and Beck and
yeah.
and a few other people that I probably can't quite name at the moment, the yeah. Chemical Brothers and Underworld.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd take it on the road. You know, I experience things. I mean, I didn't want to sleep rough. Really, I wanted to be in a four-poster bed shagging lots of birds. I wanted to go on the road with a big piece of machinery and kind of being lost in it, walking around a stage that made my eyes go ding, making friends, hanging with the crew. You know, that as an experience within the Prodigy sort of, you know, bubble or what have you.
On the intelligent level, people look a bit deeper. They actually listen to the lyrics and read the lyrics. They'll understand. That is actually Keith's personality, that record.